Today is 7-Eleven, and by the way, free Slurpees all day long, right?
I was thinking, when was the last time you had a Slurpee? It has been a long time, but today, free? You know, my bohemian roots may lead me in there, John.
It also is Prime Day 2017, which means productivity way down in America as everybody runs to the computers and goes to Amazon Prime and picks up deals of a lifetime, I've been told.
Prime, is this the day that I can log on to Amazon Prime and get something free, too, or...
I don't know if anything's free.
Okay, that's just a 7-Eleven.
Macy's down, Gap down, Best Buy down, Kohl's down, Nordstrom down, Abercrombie & Fitch way down, even Walmart down. Is this kind of a turning point for bricks and mortar, your traditional retail outlets? I don't know. Let's start there with Jonathan Honig, who joins us now. CapitalistPig.com. You see him on Fox Business. Follow him on Twitter. He's also an author of a great book called The Pit, a photographic portrait of the Chicago trading floor, and a regular contributor here to the John and Ray Gabfest. Jonathan, tell us about Amazon Prime Day 2017. How huge will this be, and how does it impact me?
Only Amazon could do it, right, John? They can kind of just make up a holiday out of whole cloth. This has only been around for 2 years, but it's a huge sales day for Amazon, especially for that Prime benefit that so many Americans take advantage of. Not only does it cause people to spend more at Amazon, but more frequently. So Prime Day is their big day to try to push that. That is today. A lot of sales on everything for those Prime members. And the consequence, John, as you said, is bricks and retail stores, bricks and mortar stores. They're almost like a firing squad, John. I mean, as you said, Gap down 6%. Abercrombie and Fitch, which had tried to sell itself, now can't seem to sell itself, down where it was 17 years ago. So we're seeing a transformation of the economy here. And to say Amazon is dominating is an understatement. The bricks and mortar world will not exist as we know it in just the next couple of years.
Hey, I know a young lady that works from home, and she's working from home today just because it's Amazon Prime Day. What kind of productivity is lost by the workforce with people just, you know, Googling their computer today?
It's just wonderful. I mean, America, we make up a holiday that's, you know, celebrated to buying things in addition to Christmas. And, you know, John, I can't give you an estimate on lost productivity, but Amazon, for them, it equates to massive sales. They say against the average day, sales are up about 60% when they hold these types of massive sales. So, you know, it's good for the economy. And keep in mind who it's also good for is a lot of small businesses. I mean, Amazon's like a big trading post. So part of what people are buying from businesses, large and small, from all over the world. So it's a real good emblematic, you know, picture of the benefit of trade and why trade is so exciting and good and productive and wealth-producing for all who let it flourish.
If you participate in Amazon Prime Day 2017, if you participate this year via Echo, Echo Dot, Echo Show, Amazon Tap, Fire TV or a Fire tablet, you get even more exclusive deals. Why is this a big commercial for Amazon?
Alexa,
do they buy time on this station?
Well,
and why are we talking about this?
Because it's
socially,
because it's relatable.
Pop culture?
It's because they've had to innovate. I mean, think about the companies that are thriving now or those that are changing our lives. And, you know, Abercrombie & Fitch is the best example. It's like, all right, they have sexy models 1 year and then sexy models the next and sexy models the year after, and not much really changes. So especially now that, you know, Americans are working longer. I don't know if you guys saw this one, but Americans over age 70 are working now more than they ever have since the 1950s. And it was before the big safety net really got going in this country. So Americans are working more. They need to save more. And the companies that do that, like Amazon, those are the ones that are thriving.
And John, here we are. John Howell, we're working on a holiday. You know what? Get ready to grill and barbecue later on today. Is this a union holiday, this Amazon Prime
Day? I believe it is.
Okay,
I'll double check on that.
Because we're going to take this one down the road.
Jonathan, thank you, sir. Much appreciated. We'll check you out later on Fox Business and follow you on Twitter, okay?
Have a great morning, guys.
You too. Take care.